Jesus, the exclusive shepherd. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that does not enter into the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him, the porter opens and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him. For they know his voice, and a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him. For they know not the voice of strangers. This parable Jesus spoke unto them, but they did not understand what things they were which Jesus spoke unto them. Jesus came to give abundant life. Then Jesus said unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If any man enters in by me, he shall be saved and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief comes not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. John chapter 10 verse 1-10. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus does not present himself as one of many ways, but as the only door to the sheepfold, the only true shepherd of the soul. Every other voice that calls for the trust and allegiance of God's people is a thief and a liar. Jesus alone enters by the door, he alone is recognized by the sheep, and he alone lays down his life for them. There is no other way in. There is no other voice to trust. There is no other shepherd who saves. Those who know him know his voice, they will not follow a stranger. In a world of confusion, deception, and destruction, Jesus stands alone as the exclusive shepherd who leads, protects, and gives life, life more abundantly.